WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. The Red Sox were not powered by Dustin May last night. We knew, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, that all good things come to an end, whether it's 10-game winning streaks or 7-game winning streaks. And we knew there was a possibility that Dustin May in his debut might not be...
Dustin May suck?
Yeah, suck is a little strong.
That was pretty bad.
May not be good enough to stay in the rotation for very long.
May be a long reliever candidate.
Yes, and I think Alex Cora previewed that with us yesterday at Fenway Park when he said, oh, this is great, that's great, this is good. We'll talk about his usage later. I think that may have been foreshadowing that Dustin May is not necessarily going to be one of the five in the rotation for the long haul.
No, as a matter of fact, his outing last night left me thinking for the majority of the night, all right, what is the next priority for this baseball team? Because you lock up your superstar, the young face of the franchise, Roman Anthony, long term. Breslow comes out in the salmon-colored jacket. Side note, I don't trust anyone who wears a salmon-colored jacket.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
What's wrong with salmon? Isn't that kind of like a highfalutin? Yeah. Or is that why?
It's highfalutin. Exactly. Yeah, like you
that
think,
falls in line.
You think
with
you
like,
need to wear a salmon-colored suit? No, I'm out.
I don't
can't
have
do
one.
It.
I'm
okay.
Not sure I could pull it off.
You probably could, actually. You're venturing braver and braver into, like, you're wearing
know.
Your Hey Dudes, you got on your happy golf shirt. Like,
and I got mocked for it.
These are, why?
Dan Ball's mean.
No.
That's why.
No, it's
oh,
just.
Oh, yeah, I was the only one that mocked you for it.
He's reactive to the way that he's been treated around
I just jumped in line. The Greg Hill Show started, and then I just piled
yep.
on.
Yeah, Greg Hill Show.
They thought it was off-brand because they're used to seeing, like, Sports Academy and Visor, not like, who's this guy in the golf shirt and the Hey Dudes?
If we're going to be honest, Brianna from Dana-Farber also brought it up at the very least. She didn't mock it, but I felt like in the situation she was a step away from mocking.
It's all good.
We had a nice visit over there at Dana-Farber this morning as a show. We'll get into that at some point. But the Boston Red Sox, it was everything was rolling, and Breslow had pulled out of the trade deadline with wins and Roman Anthony signed for the next 8 years. And all was going well. And then last night's game unfolded and Dustin May took the mound and it wasn't great. It was meh at best, and I think suck is a little strong. I think meh at best is probably more accurate.
What, 3 1/3, 91 pitches, 3 earned runs?
That's
like,
not
that's,
great.
No, it's not great. Hit, not a hit batter, a home
okay,
run.
Okay, Dan Ball gave the thumbs down from behind the glass. Okay.
Yeah,
that's because he sucked last night.
No,
he
stunk.
Come on.
He stunk. We said, I think we, as a show, agreed yesterday that if he could go five innings, 3 runs, if he could produce 5 innings, 3 runs, we would be happy.
So
we
he gave up 3 runs in 3 2/3 of an inning. Jordan Hicks gave up 3 in an inning. Does that suck?
Yeah, I didn't say Jordan Hicks. No, that sucks too.
You know what both of those guys have in common?
What's that?
Breslow acquired him. He was like, see those pitchers? I want them on the Red Sox.
Well, Jordan Hicks has at times looked good, but I agree 1,010,100% with what the broadcast team said last night. Fleming said, folks, I'm paraphrasing, but I think I'm pretty accurate here. Folks, that the 3-run home run, that's what happens when you can't locate your fastball.
Oh, and he can't.
No,
he has
no control. I think you and Jordan Hicks would get along great. You know how you say sometimes, like, sometimes I open my mouth and I have no idea what's going to come out of
it. Yeah, he opens his hand. He has no idea where that ball is going.
He unfurls. That he's like, I have no idea where this is going, but let's see. He's like Ricky Vaughn, Wild Thing, before he got tamed and became an elite closer in Major League. That's exactly where Jordan Hicks is right now.
And he allowed, I believe it was Will Middlebrooks on Nesson one night to use just a bit outside when the ball went to the backstop.
Yeah.
Dave O'Brien kind of skipped past it, didn't really acknowledge it with the attention that I thought it was worthy of. But there's a lot of discussion of not just the Red Sox winning. It's a perfect example, though, of what we do in Boston. We overanalyze everything. The team, whatever my number is, 21-7 in their last 28 games or whatever the hell it is, like a ridiculous streak here that they're on to salvage the season, give us all hope and expectations and get greedy, all those things. And yet we start talking about, well, the trade deadline still sucked. I don't care if they've won 5 in a row since then. It sucked, blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, you know why they signed Anthony? To distract us from not getting anything at the trade deadline.
Oh, did they bright shiny object us over here with that one? No.
Am I supposed to care?
About which one?
Like,
you should care
I don't
about
really
the,
care
the
why
contract.
They signed. Did they sign Anthony?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Long term on a good deal.
So as Dante Scarnecchia used to say, don't tell me how rough the water is, just put the boat in. If the boat is in the water, I'm happy. They put Roman Anthony in the water. Why they did it, distract me, good business, cheap. Some people think that too, cheap. Well, you're signing him now because you're cheap and you don't want to have to pay him
more
later.
No, it's a smart thing to do.
What?
And I also agree with the midday show's spin that maybe, just maybe, in addition to being, shall we say, frugal with the Fenway budget, that they may have learned something from the brutally botched negotiations of the past decade, most notably Marcus Mookie Betts, and figured, you know what we can do? We can avoid all of the animus and vitriol that came with haggling over $500,000 in arbitration. Just give the kid a good, fair deal now. We'll probably come out on the right side of the budget because he may or may not make a lot of All-Star games and win an MVP or two. Let's just go ahead and do this now. You've got a base from which you can build this team and add veteran talent for years to come, Andy, and your fans love it. The only problem is I have no idea who the fourth starter is.
Okay, we'll work that out as we go. And the beauty of it is if you get to where you think you're going to get to, you usually can get by on three starters, correct? You can kind of squeeze it out there.
Yeah, but, dude, it gets like, you know how sometimes you go in a lake and there'll be like a sign that says, be careful, precipitous drop after like the little buoys. Yeah. We're not talking about like it goes from 5 feet to 7 feet to 9 feet. It goes from 5 feet to 50 feet. Quick with this Red Sox rotation. We have a megalodon in the
living
lake?
Living in the lake, yeah. It's the damnedest thing. You got to go really far down to see it, and that's why they tell you there's a drop-off.
How can you have a... But that's like a saltwater creature.
Yeah, no, it's morphed over time.
No, it's a movie.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Kyle Harrison, 5 innings, 2 hits, and no runs today with 7 strikeouts, so maybe he's closing
Dan, honestly, as we speculated yesterday on the program, WEI Afternoons, download it today, Odyssey app, we thought he would be the next candidate because obviously we've seen what does or does not fit in his particular spot. Walker Buehler, hit or miss, wild card every time. Why not give Kyle Harrison a shot to see if there's any chance he could be of some fourth starter value the rest of the way?
He will get a chance, and he will get the opportunity to try to salvage the trade of Rafi Devers.
Are we already there?
We're going down that road a little bit. They already traded away the Tibbs kid, and he's hitting home runs elsewhere in the minor leagues.
And why did they do that? Well, Tibbs wasn't Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs went for
desperate.
Dustin May, right?
Desperate. Because it was the clock was literally reaching 5:59:59, and they needed to acquire a starting pitcher because they had put all their eggs and hopes and attention into the Joe Ryan basket, and they scrambled to go get a pitcher, so they overpaid.
He would have looked good in a Red Sox uniform, but in my mind's eye, he looks better and better in what would have been a Red Sox uniform every day.
The Dustin May trade was the example of your car exploded. It blew up. You go to the car dealership to buy a new car. They are giving you a terrible deal, and you're like, I need to take
what
this deal because
I
can't get home if I don't have a new car. And that is Dustin May. So you bought a lemon, a clunker at a high price. But getting back to Roman Anthony, you bring up Mookie Betts. I think we can all agree. 617-779-7937 if
is
you want to disagree.
Number. Oh, okay.
No. If you want to disagree, but I think we can all agree that, one, Roman Anthony is the best all-around baseball player to come through Boston since Mookie Betts.
Our phone lines are open.
Yes. Oh, I think that is universally, easily agreed upon.
So you just paid him 8 years, $130 million, and I know you didn't really, you were going to have him for the next 4 or 5 years anyway. He was going to be arbitration eligible. But as you mentioned, if you go down the road of arbitration and you start telling him why we can't pay you as much as you think you want to be paid, now you're Corbin Burns, you're these players, Jaron Duran, last year that starts to change the relationship with the organization. He's now locked and loaded. 8 years, he can go out there, and he said it. He just needed 150 at-bats here in Boston to realize, this is where I want to be. Boston, Fenway Park, Nantucket on off days with my buddy Marcelo Meyer. We'll take the ferry out there or the plane out.
Probably
a private jet.
My sister looking like a smoke show standing next to John Henry. Boy, did he position himself in the right spot in the family photo.
Will Fleming saying, you can't take your eyes off my family, the whole thing there.
And he everyone's looking at his mom. Hey, by the way, I would just like to reply, as you've given out the phone number, gentle reminder to the audience, it is, of course, our text line as well. A 508 texter, hey, morons, you can't win every blanking game.
And the blank was an F word.
I know.
Jesus.
A, we're aware of that. B, we're not complaining about a single loss.
Time out. You can.
You can technically.
Win every
there
game.
Is no law against it. You're
nope.
right. It's just
never
extremely.
Been done.
It's never been done. It's very difficult.
It's hard in all sports.
It is. It's very difficult.
But you are
allowed.
It's like the
yes.
teacher. Can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Can you? You can win every game.
Yes. You can technically win every game. That said,
I gave snark to effing snark.
We're not being too myopic in focus and analysis here, just like locking in on last night's game and what it means for the Red Sox chance to hold on to the first wild card or chase the AL East lead. No, this is more about some of the things that we all wanted the Red Sox to address at the trade deadline. An extra bat and or a fourth starter or second starter or third starter reared their ugly heads last night. Plus, Andy, I hate to dip into the bucket of cliches this early, but sometimes them's the breaks. You got a ball hit by, I believe it was Anthony or Duran. No, Duran had the wicked liner down to first. Normally would have been a hit, but the guy just happened to be in the right spot
baseball,
at the right time.
Baseball, Ray. It's baseball.
It's baseball, Ray. And then you've got the Roman Anthony hit that would have been a home run in 29 out of 30 parks. Them's the breaks. It's baseball, Ray. What you going to do?
But you might give yourself a better chance if you acquired a different pitcher at the deadline, if you acquired a different pitcher in the bullpen.
Precisely.
And Breslow has had his ups and downs. I think we can all agree
on that.
Salmon
coat?
Old Salmon coat has had his ups and downs. And, you know, you might say you got lucky to get some of the success you've had over the course of the season, whatever. But the reality is yesterday was not a great day for Craig Breslow coming out of the trade deadline, seeing a couple of his acquisitions of the last couple months pitch, give up runs, not pitch very well, because we know our buddy Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons tells us multiple times every Wednesday that pitching. He wants pitching if at all possible.
You know what
else?
They have a good baseball team.
They do have a good baseball team. But, you know, yesterday was one of those that you can't effing win every one of them kind of games. The Roman Anthony thing, though, that I want to get into is, where does he suddenly rank? Because it's life comes at you fast. And Roman Anthony is now a superstar in Boston sports. Superstar in Boston sports. I think we can say that already.
Wait, Roman Anthony is the second biggest superstar in Boston sports
right now? He's a superstar in Boston sports. But where does he rank? Where does the hierarchy come? There is a bit of a, I won't say drought here, but because of some down years,
for sure.
You have the Celtics riding high, where they had their superstar and then their superstar running mate, whatever you want to call Jaylen Brown, and then they had all these other guys that are kind of stars in the NBA, a Porzingis here. And
a Derek White there.
Yes, so they had guys like that. The Bruins have one star/superstar in Pasta, right? The rest are...
I hate to say it, he's not on the medal stand right now.
Okay, so the Bruins are eliminated from contention, right? Okay. We got nobody?
It is Jason Tatum.
At practice yesterday with the Patriots.
Yep. It is Drake May. It is Jaylen Brown. And then nipping at their heels, Roman Anthony.
And I think that is a really impressive ascension.
And a sad indictment of the state of the Bruins.
Probably to some degree, yes. Because if you went back to the glory days, included the Patriots, for example, in a day when Tom Brady was looking left to Rob Gronkowski and right to Julian Edelman.
And they were always gold, silver, bronze. You got to be kidding me.
They're high up on the list.
And damn, Dolan's
handsome. Or even
handsome.
Red Sox days when it was Betts, Devers, Bogarts.
Go back. How about?
But I'm not even going back that far.
How about
saying
back
in
the early 2000s,
history,
like... I mean, when you have Brady and Pedro and Ortiz, are you kidding me? Like, that kind of star power was Tom Cruise, superstar, presidential, international pop star, K-pop, electric.
And Roman Anthony is finding his way at the plate. He's finding his way in his field, and he's finding the way in Boston sports and on the roadmap of stars. I find him a fascinating character already. And I know we
Roman Anthony?
You, yes.
He's,
just
because he's steady.
He's somehow an old soul and a super young soul all wrapped into one. Like, his youth and his looks, you're like, Jesus, does this kid shave? He's young looking. Then you see him surrounded by women and you're like, oh my God, this guy's got the world by the cojones. People want to, you know, the old women want to be with him, men want to be him kind of thing. And then you hear him talk. And there is a sage style to his delivery, sort of just a monotonic, even-keeled, you know, not too excited. How excited would you be if yesterday, at 21 years of age, you signed a $130 million contract? Do you think you'd be like,
well, I just always thought I wanted to play baseball in the city of Boston.
So no, because you wouldn't be able to hear me talk through the ninth magnum of champagne that I would be guzzling.
It'd be like, holy bleep, holy bleep, holy bleep, I just won the lottery. Yes, guzzle this, eat that, live the life.
No, you'd be like... You probably hear in the background, sir, that's the third Maserati you've purchased today. Don't care. Let's go.
Yeah. So I find him a really interesting character. And then even what Alex Cora told us yesterday about the energy that the old guys are getting from the young guys. And when we say young guys, the leader of the young guys is Roman Anthony. So when he talks about older players going to the young players to feed off of them and to get things from them, I think Roman Anthony is at the head of that list. So we're talking a little Red Sox. They lost, but things are looking bright because Roman Anthony is here for the next 8 years at $130 million, maybe as much as $230 million. Although, as Wet Blanket Arcand pointed out, that means he has to win the MVP like every year.
Yeah, I'm going to be the best player in baseball, damn it, every year. I don't like it if you guys do.
He might be the best player in baseball. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about this Roman Anthony situation? Were you distracted? Was it a ploy from Breslow? Or are you like me? You're just happy to have a great player and know you can buy his jersey and wear his jersey for the next 8 years as a member of the Boston Red Sox. Talking about that next with your phone calls here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the first time today, despite making fun of me and my shirt, gives you what's trending.